الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من غدا إلى المسجد لا يريد إلا أن يتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه كان له كأجر حاج تامة حجته، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this period of the Islamic calendar, what we refer to as Ayyamul Hajj, as the days are passing and the Mubarak month of Zulhijjah encroaches upon us, many of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with the opportunity this year of performing Hajj have left. There are still a few amongst us who are making intizam and preparation. On the one hand, if one considers the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for this fifth pillar of Islam, many, many ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, the one who performs Hajj correctly, Allah ta'ala promises him Jannah. One hadith which is a little lengthy, but in it we see the various manasik of Hajj, the great, great rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in Masjid al-Khayf in Mina, and two sahaba approached. One was an Ansari sahabi, and one was from the Banu Thaqif clan. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, we have come to you to pose a few questions to you. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that if you want, I can listen to your questions and respond to it. Or if you prefer, Jibreel has come and informed me what your questions are. I can tell you what you wanted to ask me about. They were very, very surprised, astonished. They said, Ya Rasulullah, tell us, what have we come to ask you about? So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like I said, the hadith is lengthy, just a synopsis of it. He says, the crux of what he responded was, you have come to ask me of the various manasik, the rites of Hajj, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised on that. So they said, by the qasam of that being who has sent you as his Nabi, this is exactly what we came to ask you about. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ مِن بَيْتِكَ تَأُمُّ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ فَلَا تَدَعُ نَاقَتُكَ خُفًّا وَلَا تَرْفَعُهُ إِلَّا كُتِبَتْ لَكَ بِهَا حَسَنًا وَحُتَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئًا. When the Haji leaves his home, every step he takes, or his animal or his conveyance takes, one neki is written down, one sin is wiped away. وَأَمَّا رَكَتَاكَ بَعْدَ التَّوَافِ كَعِتْقِ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن بَنِي إِسْمَعِيلِ. He reaches Makkah Mukarramah, he performs tawaf qudum. After that tawaf, he reads two rakat salah. On that two rakat salah, Allah gives him the reward as if he freed a slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam, an Arab slave. وَأَمَّا تَوَافُكَ بَيْنَ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَى كَعِتْقِ سَبْعِينَ رَقَبَةٍ. Thereafter he proceeds for sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Allah Ta'ala gives him the reward as if he freed 70 slaves. وَأَمَّا وُقُوفُكَ عَشِيَةَ عَرَفَةً فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَهْبِطُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء جَاءُونِي شُعَثًا مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ جَنَّتِي وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابِي فَلَوْ كَانَتْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ كَعَدَدِ الرَّمَلِ أَوْ كَقَطْرِ الْمَطَرِ أَوْ كَزَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكُمْ أَفِيضُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُمْ لَهُ. Then the Hujjaj gather on the plains of Arafah. Allah Ta'ala descends, a descension in keeping with His greatness, to the first heaven. Allah Ta'ala observes to His malaika, look at my slaves. They have come to me from deep and distant ravines of the earth. Their hair is disheveled, their body is full of dust. They desire my mercy, they fear my azab. Allah addresses the gathering of Arafah. If your sins be as many as the number of rain droplets that have fallen from the heavens, or your sins be as many as the grains of sand on the surface of the earth, or your sins be as many as the leaves on the trees of the earth, or your sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the ocean, I have forgiven all your sins. Return now in such a condition, not only are you forgiven, those on whose behalf you will ask for forgiveness, they also are forgiven. وَأَمَّا رَمْيُكَ الْجَمَارِ جِمَارِ فَبِكُلِّ حَسَاتٍ رَمَيْتَهَا تَكْفِيرُ كَبِيرَةٍ مِّنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. Thereafter the haji goes to pelt the jamara, the shayateen, for each stone that he flings at the jamara. Allah Ta'ala will forgive such a sin, mubiqat. That sin which ordinarily would have resulted in his jahannam. Such a sin, Allah will forgive such a sin for each time he pelts the jamara. وَأَمَّا حِلَاقُكَ شَعْرَكَ. Thereafter, the haji performs وَأَمَّا نَحْرُكَ. Thereafter, the haji makes qurbani of the qurbani animal. For each hair of that qurbani animal, Allah Ta'ala rewards this haji. Thereafter, he goes to shave his head. For every hair, every strand of hair on his head, Allah Ta'ala gives him one good deed. Allah Ta'ala wipes away one sin. Finally, like I said, I'm cutting it short. For the qurbani animal, the reward actually in this hadith is mentioned, مَذْخُورٌ لَكَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. It is a special khazana and treasure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept by him. Finally, they go for what is called the final tawaf. Tawaf is ziyara. What happens at that tawaf? In this hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, the malaika descend, they take their hand, they place it on the shoulder blades of this haji, and they say to him that perform this tawaf in such a condition that you are totally masoom. You are completely forgiven by Allah. اعمل فيما تستقبل. Now go and do good deeds for the future. فَقَدْ غَفَرَ لَكَ مَا مَضَى. Whatever has passed has already been forgiven by Allah. Such great reward Allah has promised. Sahaba were not like you and I. My respected brothers, having a competitive spirit, trying to outdo one another. This is insani fitrat. It's human nature. Allah has made us like that. For the preservation of humanity on this earth, this is a necessary constituent that each one tries to do better than the other. Otherwise we'll all sit back. Sahaba also had this competitive spirit. The difference between you and I and Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made such an effort on them that they also competed with one another, but their goal was akhirat, our goal is dunya. If we got one shop and the neighbor opens up another shop, we want to open a second shop. If I'm driving a certain car, my neighbor pulls out a better model, we want the better model. Somebody else's daughter, in that nikah, certain things were done. When my daughter's nikah takes place, I want to do more. We are competing with one another in dunya. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made such an effort on Sahaba, they also competed. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Sabiqu, Sabiqu, outdo one another, race with one another, compete with one another, but in what? Ila maghfiratim min rabbikum wa jannah. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. Allah says compete with one another, but not for dunya. Compete for Jannah. Compete for Allah's forgiveness. Compete for such a Jannah, the breadth of which is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ Outdo one another in doing good deeds. Elsewhere Allah says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ Allah says, the Maidan is open. The road to Jannah is open. Now compete with one another. Who is going to get a bigger Jannah? Who is going to get closeness to Allah? Who is going to get Allah's maghfirat? Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلْ يُنَافِسْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا If somebody is competing with you, when you import a certain item, he wants to import the same item. When you open a shop, he wants to open another shop opposite to that one. When you do a certain thing in dunya, he's doing a similar thing to you, he's competing with you. Hasan Basri says, when you see this happening, don't let it worry you. What should you do? نَافِسُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ You compete with him in akhirat. You compete with him in akhirat. That is better for you. Sahaba, when they heard this type of reward for Hajj, now there were set different classes amongst them. There were those that were wealthy. There were those that were healthy. There were those that had this opportunity to make Hajj over and over, Umrah over and over. And then there were the poor Sahaba. The poor Sahaba who didn't have the means. They formed a delegation. And they came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I mentioned this before. My respected brothers, tariq and history has never seen anything like this. Pick up any newspaper today, read about any election. Read about what's happening, whether it's the first world countries, third world countries. People are marching. They're having boycotts. They are chanting slogans. Behind it is what? A drive to address perceived disparities. The poor are saying we are disadvantaged. The rich have got a better advantage. Today in South Africa, land expropriation, what is behind it? We want a larger share of dunya. We want a larger share of dunya. This has become the norm, whether it's South Africa, Africa, Asia, Europe, wherever you look. Today the whole world is demanding that disparities in dunya should be redressed. Allahu Akbar, may my and your lives be sacrificed upon Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My Nabi made such an effort on the hearts of Sahaba. They also felt, it is human nature, they also felt the pain of disparities. Some have got more, some have got less, but the focus of their concern was not dunya. The focus of their concern was akhirat. This is why a delegation, Qatada radiallahu anhu says, قَدِمَ نَاسٌ مِّن فُقَرَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ The poor people of Medina made a delegation. They came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had a complaint. What was their complaint? ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِأُجُورِ هُمْ يَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَلَا نَتَصَدَّقْ وَيُنْفِقُونَ وَلَا نُنْفِقْ وَيُعْتِقُونَ وَلَا نُعْتِقْ Poor people came and what was their complaint? They said, Ya Rasulullah, because of our poverty, you have told us, spend in Allah's way, Allah will give you such a big jannat. You have told us, make hajj, this is what Allah will give you. Make umrah, this is what Allah will give you. Make jihad, this is what Allah will give you. We are poor. We don't have the financial means to do all this. The rich ones amongst us are giving sadaqah, are giving charity, are freeing slaves, are going for hajj and umrah. Ya Rasulullah, we are disadvantaged, we are unable to do that. We are worried what is happening. They are going ahead of us in akhirat. They are going, they did not say they have better homes than us. They have better facilities than us. They have better camels or cars than us. They have better circumstances than us. No! Ya Rasulullah, they are giving sadaqah, we can't give sadaqah. They are going for hajj and umrah, we can't go for hajj and umrah. They are going in jihad, we can't go for jihad. They are freeing slaves, we can't free slaves. They are going ahead of us in akhirat, in neki. This is what Allah says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ Outdo one another in good deeds. Such a dilemma is placed before the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, look at how my Nabi addresses this. Look at how he addresses the poor people. He addresses them, simple people, he brings himself down to their level. And he says to them, that, oh my Sahaba, should I not show you something? Should I not tell you something? First thing he asked them, لو أن مال الدنيا وضي بعضه على بعض أكان بالغن السماء Tell me, if one of you had all this wealth that you are talking about, if one of you had all this wealth that you are talking about, And then you started piling it and piling it and piling it. Would it reach the heavens? He said, La ya Rasulallah. If one person has the wealth of the whole world, it will not reach the heavens. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Afala ukhbirukum bi shay'in asluhu fil ard wa far'uhu fis sama'. Should I not show you something? The roots of it are on this earth, the branches are in the heavens. In other words, what I am going to show you is more valuable than having the combined wealth of the entire world. They said, tell us, Ya Rasulullah, what is this? What is this that is so valuable that it is going to get us more reward than spending sadaqah and charity of the wealth of the entire world? Allahu Akbar. What did my Nabi say? Antaqulu dubura kulli salatin maktuba. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, ashra marrat, fa inna aslahunna fil ard wa far'ahunna fis sama. Allahu Akbar. What a simple solution Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives them. He says that after every far salah, unfortunately, let us relate this to ourselves. Today, what is salah? Up, down, kiss the ground and turn around. What is salah even for the musalli? He's looking at his watch. He's looking at his watch. He wants to leave the masjid as quick as possible. Like something, like a bird in a cage. He's waiting for the door to open to run away. Such fadilat and rewards are not possible in such an instance. Allahu Akbar, what does my Nabi say? He said, when you finish the salah, sit there. Sit there. I'm adding another hadith. What did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Read Ayatul Kursi. Read Ayatul Kursi. What will Allah give you? Allahu Akbar, mafhum of the hadith. He says, a person who reads Ayatul Kursi after every far salah, between him and Jannah, the only obstacle is maut. Dies in Jannah. That's the mafhum of the hadith. Ayatul Kursi. And then what did my Nabi say? 10 times, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. 10 times, how long does it take? What will Allah give you? He says, inna aslahunna fil ard wa far'ahunna fis sama. The root of this is on the earth, the branches are in heaven. This one amal will give you more reward as if you spent in charity the wealth of the entire world. One hadith, it comes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said 33 times, Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar, one riwayat 34 times Allahu Akbar. Tudrikuna bihi man sabakakum, wa tasbiquna bihi man ba'dakum, wa la yakunu ahadan afdala minkum illa alladhi sana'a mithla ma sana'tum. Allahu Akbar. My Nabi said, say 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Whoever did any act and got ahead of you, you'll catch up with him. Whoever is with you, you'll supersede him. And no one will get the same reward as you get, except that the one that does this amal. Our deen is not a dry deen. Hajis have gone. It doesn't mean we sit back. Al-khayru kathir. Al-khayru kathir. My Nabi said, avenues of khayr and good is not only hajj and umrah. Avenues of khayr and good are many. Many. When we started this talk on this day of Jummah, azan went. My respected brothers, 10% of the masjid was full. Allahu Akbar, look at the harm. Look at the loss. Al-khayru kathir. He said, on the day of Jummah, come early for Jummah. Make your ghusl. Apply itr. Put the oil on the head. A practice on the sunnah. Walk to the masjid. Come early. Come early on every step. Allah will give you the reward as if you fasted for 1 year. As if you made tahajjud salah for 1 year. From Isha to Fajr, same wudu. Every step Allah will give you if you will come early for Jummah. Al-khayru kathir. He said the avenues of khayr are many. Qaleelun fa'iluhu. What is the tragedy? Very few will practice. Very few will practice. Hajj and Umrah, we know the reward. Ulama, whole chapters have been written on this, my respected brothers. Whole chapters have been written on this. That even if we did not go, the opportunity was not there. The door is not closed. The avenues of khair are many. Ulama have mentioned up to 6, sometimes 7 different actions that carry the same reward as the one who went for Hajj. The first of these actions, Jumu'ah time is limited. The first thing ulama mentioned, An-niyatu sadiqa. An-niyatu sadiqa. Ya Allah, I tried. I cried. Ya Allah, I begged you. My labbaik wasn't there. But my niyat is sincere. My niyat is sincere. My niyat is sincere that Ya Allah, if you had opened the way for me, I would have went. I would have went. There was some insurmountable obstacle. You know best. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Leave Hajj. Man talabas shahadata bisidqin. If a person with sincerity desired shahadat in the path of Allah and he died on his bed, ballaghahu Allahu manazil ash-shuhada. Allah will raise him with the shuhada. On the occasion of Tabuk, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses the Sahaba of Tabuk and says to them, Inna bil madinati la rijalan. There are some people in Medina. There are some people in Medina. Ma sirtum masira, wala qata'tum wadiya, illa kanu ma'akum. Every field you passed, every valley you passed, every incline you went up, every descent you went down, they were with you. They are in Medina, but they were with you. In other words, sharakukum fil ajr. They were getting the same reward as you are getting, striving in the path of Allah. Why? Habasahumul udhr. Habasahumul udhr. They had a relevant excuse. They couldn't come, but in their hearts, their talab and their desire was sincere. On that niyat, Allah is giving them the same reward that you were getting. An-niyatu sadiqa. The second thing ulama ikram mentioned, Allahu Akbar. Cry tears of blood, my respected brothers. This morning in Fajr, alhamdulillah, we had 4.5 safs. So record crowd for Fajr on a normal day. Already this Jummah, 8, 9, 10 safs. Just now the masjid will get full. What did my Nabi say? Man salla subha fi jama'atin. Man salla subha fi jama'atin. That person who makes his Fajr salah in jama'at. Fajr salah in jama'at. Fajr salah in jama'at. Thumma jalasa fi musallahu. Yadhkuru Allah ta'ala. Hatta tatlu'a shams. Then he sits in the place of salah. Make some zikr, make some fikr for deen, engages in some ibadat. Hatta tatlu'a shams. Until tulu'a shams, until the sun rises. Bi qadri rumhin. The time of ishraq. The time of ishraq. How difficult is that? Does South need to give you accreditation? Do you need a 5 or 6 weeks package? Is it going to cost you 50,000 or 100,000? How difficult is that? Get up and come for Fajr to the masjid. Sit for a little while after Fajr. Nothing is running away. What will Allah give you? كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ حَجَّةٍ تَامَّةٍ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَجَّةٍ وَعُمْرَةٍ تَامَّةٍ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَامَّةٍ. He said, do this and every day, not once a year or once in a lifetime. Every day, Allah will give you the reward of a complete Hajj and Umrah. 3 times my Nabi said, Tamma, Tamma, Tamma. 3 times he said, Hajj and Umrah, Hajj and Umrah, Hajj and Umrah, complete. If you will make your Fajr Salah with Jamaat and remain in Ibadat till the time of Ishraq and read 2 rakat Salah. On that 2 rakat Salah, Allah will give you accepted Hajj and Umrah. He enunciated this. What a loss. Al-Khayru Kathir. Al-Khayru Kathir. Qalilun Fa'iluhu. The third amal ulama I cannot mention is Salah in the Masjid with Jamaat. Man tatahara fi baytihi. Man tatahara fi baytihi. Thumma kharaja ila al-Masjid. لأداي صلاة مكتوبة فأجره مثل أجر حاج أجر الحاج المحرم. الله أكبر. What did my Nabi say? That person who made wudu at home, he made wudu at home or his workplace or whatever, and then he came to the masjid to make his first salah with jamaat. What reward is Allah giving him? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said his reward is as if he tied the ihram from his home and he came to make Hajj. فَأَجْرُهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ الْحَاجِ. This is a Sahih Hadith. أَجْرُهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ الْحَاجِ الْمُحْرِمِ. He will get the reward as someone who tied ihram and came and performed Hajj, if he will perform his farz salah with jamaat. Al-khayru kathir. Al-khayru kathir. Opportunity upon opportunity. Kab tak hum Allah ke saath mazak karenge? How long are we going to turn our backs on Allah? How long is that azan going to fall on deaf ears? Who are we fooling? by saying, I tried to go for Hajj, I didn't go. This is an opportunity right on our doorstep that Allah is giving us. Fourth thing Ulama Ikram mentioned, Juma we just spoke about, Auza'i Rahimahullah mentions, Yunus bin Maysara entered the Qabristan. He read the dua, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-qubur. Antum lana salaf wa nahnu lakum taba. Rahimana Allahu wa iyyakum wa ghafara lana wa lakum. Fakanna qad sirna ila ma sirtum ilay. Ajib. What dua did he read? He said, peace be upon your residents of these graves. You are gone ahead, we are just behind you. Allah have mercy on you, mercy on us. Allah forgive you, Allah forgive us. And then what does he say? He says, I feel as if I have already reached where you are. As if my life already is over. This is the sabak we are supposed to take when you visit the Qabristan. Think that you are one of the residents of the grave. Stop chasing behind the dunya. From the grave, the response comes, Tuba lakum ya ahl al-dunya. Heena tahujjuna fi shahri arba mirar. You haven't yet reached us, you still have a chance. Mubarak to you. You have an opportunity to perform 4 hajj every month. 4 hajj, not in a lifetime, 4 hajj every month. He's shocked. Yunus bin Maysara says, Ila Ain, is asking the graves, Ila Ain, what 4 hajj are you talking about? The response comes, Ama ta'lamuna anna shuhuda o hudura salatil jum'ah ta'dilu hajjatan mabruratan mutaqabbala. Do you not realize that Jummah Salah performed correctly with its adab and etiquette, tabkir coming early, istima listening to the khutbah properly, not engaging in other activities, performing Jummahs correctly equals mabroor, makbool hajj. 4 chances every month you are getting. 4 chances every month. 5th opportunity Ulama Ikram mention. Youngster comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inni uridul jihad wala aqdiru alayhi. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I have a desire for jihad. I want to go in the path of Allah, I want to give my life. But I don't have the ability. La aqdiru alayhi. I don't have the ability. Youngster, young man. Allahu Akbar, what does my Nabi say to him? Abaqiya min walidayka ahad? Abaqiya min walidayka ahad? Tell me, youngster, are any of your parents alive? Are any of your parents alive? He says, Ummi. Ya Rasulullah, my mother is alive. Fa'abilillaha fi birriha. Fa'abilillaha fi birriha. It's difficult to translate what this means. But, Allahu Akbar, what is the underlying meaning of this expression? Abilillaha fi birriha. My Nabi says, finish yourself. Tire yourself, thakane wale, thak jai, mit jai, finish yourself in making that mother of yours happy, in serving her, in doing good to her, in making her khidmat, in spending on her. Finish yourself in the service of that mother. Faida falta dalik, oh youngster, you didn't go for jihad. You didn't go for jihad, but if you do this, what I'm telling you, Allah will raise you tomorrow on the day of judgment. فَأَنْتَ حَاجٌ وَمُعْتَمِرٌ وَمُجَاهِدٌ. Allah will raise you as one who made hajj upon hajj, umrah upon umrah, and as one who made jihad in the path of Allah. Allah will raise you as a mujahid if you will serve your parents, particularly in their old age. Al-khayru kathir. Al-khayru kathir. Opportunities are many. 6th thing Ulama Ikram mentioned. Abu Umama Bahil radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. من غدا إلى المسجد لا يريد إلا أن يتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه. Today when that Tabligh Jamaat comes and knocks on the door, we say, go knock somebody else's door. MashaAllah, I'm doing the work of deen. I am practicing on deen. Why are you coming by me? We are not saying this hadith refers directly to that, but listen to the words of the hadith. My Nabi said, that person who comes to the masjid, he has no other object. No other object but to learn deen and to teach deen. To learn deen, to sit in that halqa of ta'lim. We're begging you, sit in that halqa of ta'lim, learn something. Sit with somebody else who doesn't know deen and teach him. You came to the masjid to learn deen or teach deen. Sahih hadith, What does my Nabi say? كَانَ لَهُ كَأَجْرِ حَاجٍ تَامَّةً حَجَّتُهُ. Each time you come to the masjid with that intention, Allah will give you the reward of a haji, not just any haji. تَامَّةً حَجَّتُهُ. One who made a complete hajj. Fulfilled every manasik, got 100% reward, the same reward Allah will give you if you come to the masjid to learn deen or to teach deen. These madrasas, don't look down upon them. Our darulums, don't look down upon them. Students of deen, don't look down upon them. Those who are striving in the path of Allah, it is an opportunity given to everyone. Have this niyat when you come to the masjid to sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. Learn deen and disseminate the knowledge of deen. And finally, my respected brothers, time is limited. There are many amongst us who have this mindset. We have this mindset, Umrah upon Umrah. Just now December is coming. It's a holiday. Let's go to Umrah. Nice package. Umrah upon Umrah. Hajj upon Hajj. But what about our financial obligations? What about the money that we are owing to people? What about the lies that we spoke where we usurp the rights of others? Ulama ikram say, تَرْكُ دَانِقْ مِمَّا يَكْرَهُهُ اللَّهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَمْسِ مِئَةِ حَجَّةِ. The Salaf Salih used to say, to stay away from one penny of haram. To stay away from one penny of haram, it was not yours. Don't take somebody else's haq. To stay away from that haq of others, they say, is better than making 500 nafil hajj. Better than 500 nafil hajj is to stay away from a penny of haram. It is pointless hajj and umrah when we are owing people. When we have financial obligations which we have not fulfilled. Fudail bin Ayyad, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimullah used to say, one dirham or one dinar of someone's that I took, for me to pay that back is better than spending 600,000 dinar in the path of Allah. Pay back our haq. Finally, I will terminate. Fudail bin Ayaz rahimullah used to say, La hajj, wala ribat, wala jihad, afdal min habsil lisan. There is a hajj and an umrah. There is a jihad. There is a challenge that is facing us every day. Control this tongue. Stop making ghibat. Stop hurting the feelings of others. Stop swearing at people. Stop speaking harshly to others. Stop spreading malicious rumors. This is a daily hajj. He said there is no hajj. There is no umrah. There is no jihad. There is no striving in the path of Allah. That is more difficult. More difficult than controlling this tongue. As we mentioned previously, one is the physical journey for hajj. The other is the spiritual journey for hajj. Most of the hajjis have left. Allah accept their hajj. Allah make it a zariah of the means of benefiting the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some are still going. Allah make it easy for them also. But if the opportunity for some reason is not there, have the sincere intention. Have the sincere intention. And more importantly, understand, my respected brothers, our deen is not once in a lifetime or once in the year. Our deen is not based on accreditation or opportunity. Al khayru kathir. The avenues are great. The avenues are many. That does not fall into this complaint and worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, qalilun fa'iluhu. Very few will take advantage. Let us be amongst the few that take this advantage which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us all the time. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir.